Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I got a big news blitz coming up and more of your phone calls after Mike leaves us here in about 5 minutes. I got a bunch of other news I want to hit on, not just the convoy situation. But look, I wouldn't be reporting on it that much if ships are getting boarded all the time, going into countries' waters. This was international waters. I wouldn't even be covering it that much if you just had 20 people killed, which is a bad thing, but it's not as big as some of the things happening in the world. But this has the potential to lead to a full-bore war. And so you can really see world events are accelerating into a quickening right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in California. You're on the air with our guest, Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Mike. So listen, I want to actually ask you guys something. I received an email from a pastor of mine that actually does missionary work in Jerusalem and Gaza, and sent this out last night. He was saying, do you mind if I read a couple points real quickly from it?
Go ahead.
So I'd like both your takes on it. He was saying that even after the blockade has begun, ships have routinely followed protocol and docked in Israel. Ports such as Ashdod and their cargo had been carried to land into Gaza without a problem. He said that the captain of all six ships were notified that they would not be allowed to break the blockade. And he said of the six ships that were boarded, only one chose to ambush the boarding IDF personnel. And then he says the ship which the conflict took place had 600 passengers on it, and eight ships usually loaded to the brim of supplies. This one didn't. So I don't know. He's also saying that the attempt to break the blockade was timed perfectly for the Netanyahu and the Abbas to meet with President Obama to discuss direct talks regarding the state solution. So I wanted to find out what your take is on it. I know this is him coming from Jerusalem, but I'd like to find out what you guys think about that.
Mike Rivero, comments.
Well, first of all, Israel's claims that the aid would have been offloaded and taken into Gaza is a little bit weak because the particular supplies, construction supplies and so forth, have been blocked from Gaza by Israel for the last 4 years. If you remember, not too long ago, Israel made a big publicity thing about they were going to allow some aid into Gaza from Egypt. But the reality was that Israel kept the food supplies on pallets in the sun for so long that by the time they were allowed through the checkpoints, they had basically rotted and were no longer usable. So Israel wants to try and look good to the rest of the world. I mean, part of their propaganda is they're going around saying there are no shortages in Gaza, and yet we've had Senator John Kerry over there saying, yes, these people, you know, Israel's treating Gaza worse than the Nazis treated the Warsaw Ghetto. So Israel's claims that they would gladly ferry aid into Gaza, they haven't done it yet in any other than token situations and token volumes. And so the reason the Free Gaza Organization continues to send these ships, and by the way, a year ago, Israel grabbed the Spirit and threw Cynthia McKinney in prison for a while. So this has been their behavior all along. Any claims that Israel was willing to take the donated aid and get it to the people of Gaza, it generally doesn't work. What Israel will do is give it to the Palestinian Authority, who will then go out and basically do whatever they want with it. But it never reaches the people of Gaza.
Well, you notice Gaza's run by Hamas, and Israel admits they set up Hamas as a counterbalance to Hezbollah.
Just as they set up the Palestinian Authority to be a counterbalance to Hamas. It's the same game over and over and over again. Israel will put somebody into power in Gaza, and if they get too powerful, then Israel funds the opposition. When they rise to power, Israel creates a new opposition.
And so whoever they set up one day is later a terrorist.
Exactly.
Well, it's the great game. It's very similar to the system the British used to maintain control of their sprawling empire. It's just that I just hope this can be diffused, but it's clear that Israel doesn't want it diffused because they believe they're going to win wars if they can precipitate a wider war. But I know the Lebanon experience of 3 years ago did not show that.
Well, Israel thinks that we want to get America.
Mike, I tell you what, stay there. Your mic was cutting out again. I think with your Skype, whenever we're sending you audio of music, it cuts you out. So let me have you finish on the other side. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 8 minutes into the third hour. Got Webster Tarpley coming up in the last hour. Talk about the economy, the North Korea situation, the Mediterranean flotilla, with Israel boarding these craft. We're going to talk to Keith, Frank, Ted, Jimmy, Matt, and others here in just a moment. But Mike, joining us from Hawaii via video Skype, for folks that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, finish up the point you were trying to make.
Well, before I finish up that point about the game playing where Israel will set up the opposition parties in Palestine to keep the Palestinians divided and under control, we just had this story come in. CNN is now reporting that a member of the Israeli parliament who was on board that Turkish ship has now gone public saying that the Israeli forces opened fire on that ship 5 minutes before the commandos rappelled down from the helicopters. So this is a member of the Israeli parliament saying that the Israelis started shooting first, and that when they started boarding the ship, the people on the ship fought back because they felt they were underneath attack. This is coming from a member of the Israeli parliament saying this, and we just put this up at whatreallyhappened.com. Now, again, getting back to the situation in Palestine, obviously, Israel covets the Palestinian land, and it always has. If you look at the maps of Israel ever since David Ben-Gurion declared it to be in existence, you see this constant pattern of increasing encroachment on the Palestinian lands. And every time the Palestinians try and form a government to basically establish their state, which the UN promised them, Israel will covertly fund an opposition group in order to be able to go around and say, we can't talk peace with the Palestinians. We don't know who we're supposed to talk to.
Well, wait, it's worse than that. The Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, I mean, this is in Israel. And then that's the funny thing. They admit the Israeli military can nix anything they don't want in the news, like the D-notices they have in England. So even in their own media, they admit that Israel, since the 60s, has created and funded radical Muslim groups to destabilize a peace process.
And it's even worse than that, because we know that Israel has set up fake Al-Qaeda terrorist cells in Palestine in order to try and tarnish the image of the Palestinians and the rest of the world.
No, that was the Jerusalem Post headline, Israel creates fake Al-Qaeda, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. And so it's all deception, and it's all pretend, and it's all make-believe, and the good news is, more and more people around the world are beginning to understand this is how these things are being done. We cannot expect, you know, truth and accuracy coming from government statements, or for that matter, most of the corporate media, which is why less than 10% of Americans are now getting their political news from the TV network news, and your and my readership and viewership and listenership are continuing to skyrocket. People want the truth, and they're going to go where they can get it. And the ability of the corporate media and these government propagandists to manipulate and control public opinion is very much starting to crumble before their eyes, which is, as you pointed out earlier, they're passing laws. You've got to be licensed to be a journalist. You've got the government is going to come in and post their messages on everybody's website to make sure their message gets out.
In fact, I've got that Fox News article here in my stack, and I'm going to cover it later after you leave us, but that's what's so amazing is the media now reports this like it's normal. Like, yeah, you're not going to be able to have a blog or a website now unless the government first approves it. And even after that happens, you'll have to have government messages up on your website to counterbalance anything you say. I mean, this is not freedom, Mike.
No, it isn't. But it is in the interest of the corporate media. They want their audience back. And as if they can level the playing field where the blogs and alternative media are forced to parrot the same propaganda that the corporate media does, then the corporate media will lure their audience back because they've got the money for fancy sets and cute little girls in tight clothing and all the rest of those so-called production values that they like to rely on to trick the audience into coming and looking at their content.
Well, that's right. The mainstream media is almost unanimously, from the Times, Time Magazine to the New York Times, they're all promoting shutting down our free speech. Because, of course, they were these arrogant mainstream media people that loved the fact that Americans didn't have a voice. They were still arrogant and thought, oh, little websites will never rival us. Now we're trouncing them. In every poll, they have no credibility. We have high credibility. They're losing more of their market share every day. They're bleeding out. But I want to let them know, it's too late. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. You're discredited whores. It's over. So go ahead and try to shut the web down. Show everybody who you really are.
Yeah, the war with the blogs isn't just starting. It's already over, and the blogs won. The damage is already done. The U.S. government is dealing with a credibility crisis of mammoth proportions of its own making. And right now, this moment, as we watch President Barack Obama basically just stand there impotent and mute before Israel's kidnapping of American citizens from international waters, the American people are getting very, very angry. And they're not all that angry with Israel, because Israel is basically acting true to type. They're angry with the U.S. government for very obviously selling out. The European press is saying Obama knew ahead of time that this was going to happen. So we have this situation of the U.S. government basically going along with a foreign government's attack on our own people. And most Americans see this as treason.
All right, Mike, I really appreciate you joining us. We'll see you again next month, unless the economy continues to implode and they stage a new war and shut the web down, which is something under the Cybersecurity Act they're openly talking about. But hopefully we'll be here again next month. Mike, good having you on. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you next month.
All right, take care. Well, he made a lot of really good points and made some very convincing arguments there. I just want to add, in the larger whole, Israel is also being played in this. All the nations of the earth are being manipulated by this military-industrial complex. And we do have the Counterpunch article. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Member of Israeli Knesset says that Israeli military did begin firing on the ships 5 minutes before they even boarded. And so if that is confirmed, that is just amazing to have something like that going on. But right now, let's go back through these calls. Ted called in earlier, and I put him on hold because he wanted to talk about a local issue. Yeah, they're bringing a $25 million a year Formula One track to Austin, Texas, and Austin can't support a football team, a baseball team, a basketball team. It can barely support, you know, a minor league baseball team. That's the city council. It's a rich city, a lot of smart people here, so they're stealing. $2.6 billion in new energy taxes over 3 years, carbon taxes, new regulations. They spend $76 million on all the roads and $100-plus million on the buses that less than 1% ride. We have a criminal city. But look, you deserve it, Austin. And this is happening in other cities around the country because you're mad, but you won't go to city council. You won't go to county commissioner. You won't speak up because your name might show up on Google. So you're going to get gang raped. But the evil carbon footprint of the Formula One racing. If you want to build a chicken coop in the county outside Austin, you better bow down and worship the government. If you want to throw a stick in the air, you better get a license for it. But if you want to steal a farmer's ranch and then build high rises on it, and you're the former mayor, I mean literal mobster, you could pour cyanide in the creek, and there'll be cops there bowing down and worshiping it. I mean, it is just a criminal group of lawless scum. But you wanted to comment on that, Ted. So go ahead and make your point. And I'm going to go to Keith, Fred, Jimmy, Matt, and others. And I do have a news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. So I got to hurry here. Go ahead.
Well, what a beautiful introduction. And it does go past the city level. It's all the way up to the state, because what happened is Kirk Watson, in the same session of 2009, he wrote Senate Bill 184, Greenhouse Gas Emissions Reduction Strategy. And in the same session, he wrote Senate Bill 1515, which gave the funding to the racetrack. So I think
and he's the one that owns the bank, and he controls through SOS the tens of thousands of acres taken, and he literally is the Don Corleone in three-piece suits, and he's gotten, you know, like fat like the Penguin now. And he just struts around as if he is God and just owns everything. And literally, if you don't like it, paramilitary forces are on their way. Go ahead.
You're right. I'm worried, Alex. I'm, you know, checking my front door. But I posted a little article. It's called City of Austin Welcomes F1 Racing Ignores Climate Protection Plan. It's on the Prison Planet Forum.
All right. In fact, let's have Kurt Nemo or somebody send that to Show Tips or Writers, and he'll read over it, because I am aware of everything you just talked about. But that's what the climate bills are made for. If you're part of the inside mafia, you don't have to have any environmental standards. But if you're not part of their mafia, you could have something as clean as baby Jesus's diapers, and you are not going to build it. You understand? You come to them for a job. They run your life. And I've been there. I remember 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago going to farmers and ranchers' houses outside Austin. And they'd come in and they'd say, we're not paying you but 3 cents on the dollar for this ranch, and we're taking it with a bond proposal. And the city of Austin, the communists would line up, and you know, the dirty leg hippies, and they would take every inch of that property. And then as soon as they had all the land, no longer they trot up all the hippies at city council to be the babies. No, they banned them individually from speaking selectively. They said, you're a trouble speaker, and now it's nothing about that. And now they've moved on to their carbon taxes. And let me tell you, you drive out there in southwest Travis County, the tens of thousands of acres, it's big old $5 million homes, luxury spas, just malls. And if you want it, you go to that former city council. Every one of them is just a royal Richie now who just owns everything. And, I mean, it's just total lawlessness. Ha, ha, ha. It feels good. And now they're going to do it on a mass scale. You cannot describe the evil. But, hey, you people lay there and take it. Well, they're going to give it out to you. Don't worry. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources. June 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.2540. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5807, $6.2903 for a half ounce, or $3.1452 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5807, $6.2903, or $3.1452.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Okay, it turns out what Mike Rivera was talking about is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's been all there all morning. I missed it. Israeli Knesset member, Israel wanted a high number of fatalities. And then it's got the quotes from him here about them firing on the ship before they even boarded it. Man, that is just wrong. I mean, why is Israel doing this? Why is Israel doing this? I mean, I don't hate Israel. I'm not one of these people that it's like a religion of disliking Israel. I mean, I found a lot of the people that hate Israel
themselves are a bunch of nuts and make stuff up about people. I've experienced it. Just because I'm not a frothing anti, you know, Israel person, I criticize Israel all the time. You know, these people will get really mad at me and like make up lies about me and say things that aren't true. So that makes the anti-Israel crew, you know, lose credibility in my mind. But still, I mean, it's just Israel continues to do all these bad things and we're going to report on it here. You know, I understand they feel like they're surrounded and they hate their neighbors and everything and their neighbors hate them, but, this is not going to go over well. Look, I want to continue with Keith, Frank, Jimmy, Matt, Ken, and others. And then I do have four giant stacks of incredibly important news we're going to go over. Let's go to Keith in Texas. Keith, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I was able to get on the Sean Hannity show and plug Invisible Empire successfully and get him to talk about it a little bit. It's on
Good
the
job.
Master 5 channel. Thank you. It's up there ready for people to see it if they check out Funkmaster 5, all spelled out. Press that yellow subscribe button, and it's there.
What did Hannity say?
Well, he let me talk about it a little bit, which surprised me, because the last time I called him, he just hung up on me as quick as he could. And he ended up saying that he doesn't believe the bankers are in control.
No, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, he said,
did he deny that there's a world government? Because he's done his job good the last decade telling conservatives there's no such thing as a new world order.
Well, you know, the last time I talked to him about Bilderberg Group, he equated it to a mother spaceship flying around the Earth. So,
you know, but he's going to have a problem. His little commander, Glenn Beck, does talk about it. I mean, Bilderberg's admitted now, so they got some eggy on their faces.
Well, yeah, you know, and they're both losing ratings and losing listeners at a speeding rate. So, I mean, they have.
Yeah, I've seen the statistics. Hannity and Beck are in free fall, and of course, we're exploding, and everybody else who tells the truth is exploding. And that's because people aren't just mad at incumbent Democrats or incumbent Republicans, as every election in the last year has shown. They're mad at establishment media, and people now know that Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity are establishment. But I'm going to be honest. At least Glenn Beck isn't openly anti-Second Amendment. He doesn't do much to really defend it, but at least he isn't against it. At least Sean Hannity isn't openly against the Second Amendment. At least Sean Hannity wants to control our borders. So I will say, you know, if I had to choose the poison I was going to drink, arsenic isn't good, but it takes a lot to kill you. Cyanide will kill you immediately. And the stuff coming out of Chris Matthews' mouth is cyanide, whereas Glenn Beck is only, you know, a lesser poison. And I don't really believe in lesser of two evils for a politician. It's just that they do some good, and so I want to give them credit for that. I mean, Glenn Beck is going the furthest of anybody, admitting world government, admitting global governance, admitting all this, and they're going to be forced to go all the way, or they're not going to have any viewers. I appreciate your call, Keith. Good job. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to say this, that this really is incredibly stupid of Israel to attack the Turkish vessel 90 miles in the Mediterranean off the coast of Israel in international waters. It's an act of war under international law. It's aggression. It's also piracy. And what's interesting about it is that the history of Israel, the Jewish refugees escaping from Europe on the Exodus and other ships that ran the British blockade, ultimately, through the press and media, gave tacit support to the Zionists, setting up the State of Israel. So for Israel to attack the Turkish flotilla, providing relief, humanitarian relief, to Gaza and the Palestinians, is one of the most stupid media events, as well as under international law. And it is a violation of war. This could be an act of war. From the Turkish point of view, the Turkish, you cannot attack ships in international water that are flying honest flag.
Tell you what, stay there. We need to break that down a little bit more when we get back, Frank, because, yeah, that's part of the thing that gave Israel its early support was that they were boldly running these blockades, and people said, hey, they have a right to try to get out to safety from Hitler. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Okay, I want to hurry through your calls because there's a bunch of news I want to get to before Webster Tarpley joins us to break down the big developments in the economy, what's happening on the Korean Peninsula, and, of course, with Israel and the flotilla. Get his perspective, always informative, coming up. But going back to Frank in New York. Frank, normally when a nation announces it's going to start stopping shipping, that's a big issue. But you've got a multi-nation flotilla, the main ship out of Turkey. Turkey inspected the vessels, said no weapons were on board. And now, for those that just joined us, Turkey is all over the news, saying they are already dispatching four frigates and support ships to that area of the Mediterranean off the coast of Israel to aid future convoys. So Turkey, it appears, is now looking for a confrontation with Israel. They have a word for it, but we have children listening, a you-know-what match. And I go back to the last few months, as I kept saying, the globalists want to start wars. And look what's happening in North Korea. Look what's happening in Israel. Look what's happening in Pakistan. Look how Cheney tried to start a war with Russia 2 years ago. Clearly, they're not going to be able to continue this banking takeover. That's what they really care about, is looting the U.S., looting Europe, consolidating power, setting up the police state without having wars to politically distract people. Finish up your point, Frank, in New York.
I wanted to say is this. Israel seized the Turkish vessels. So actually, under international law, Turkey has every right to go into the to retrieve those vessels. Plus, normally, through diplomatic back channels, if you're going to seize ships on the high sea with governments or their problems, you actually inform the governments of this, of your intentions. You have to do that. If you think back to the Lusitania, you remember that the German government put ads 2 weeks in advance in the American press about do not travel, you know, on this ship due to the fact that it's going into dangerous waters and all this stuff. But the Germans knew that, you know, the U.S. was sending weapons to Great Britain on those ships, which was in violation of international law as well, you know, being a neutral nation at that time. So what you have to remember is that this actually is planned. And what I wanted to also say that struck me on Friday was when the Wayne Manston report reported that Barack Obama and Rahm Emanuel are members of the gay bathhouse club in Chicago, and that they have membership cards. And I was thinking, this is very strange. Why would this come out, especially Rahm Emanuel? And after further looking into it, apparently the Israeli press had known about this and leaked it, you know. And it's very interesting that all of the world press is aware of this story, but none of it's coming out in the American major media. And I found that to be very strange, because you wouldn't want to destroy, in a sense, the credibility of your number one supporter, Rahm Emanuel, in the White House. And I thought that was one of the most bizarre things to have happened. But I never would have anticipated that Israel would have attacked on Monday, the peace flotilla. And to me, it just is, it's mishugana, it's craziness. And it's time to maybe enforce the Symington Amendment, because ultimately the weapons used in this were financed by the United States, aid to the country. And the Symington Amendment prohibits any use of American aid or assistance, you know, against civilians in a war situation. So by enforcing the Symington Amendment that should have been enforced back in Operation Cast Lead, December of 2008 and January of 2009, the aid to Israel would have been stopped, and I think that would waken up the members of the Knesset and the coalition parties to really look at the reality of the world, as opposed to just this endless
Frank,
check. That's
Frank, I hear you, and those are all great points, and I'm glad you brought up the Lusitania. I appreciate your call, because I meant to start the show with that. I was thinking about that driving in. Here you have the Germans for 2 weeks in New York and New Jersey and other papers running ads saying, do not take passage to London or to other cities on this list of ships. And chief among them was the Lusitania, which was carrying armaments and soldiers. And that is what got the United States into World War One. And absolutely, you know, the Germans had been for years sinking British ships all over the Atlantic and the Mediterranean during World War One. Hard-fought war, a lot of it with U-boat wolf packs. And it was sunk, of course, off the Irish coast. And our media spun it and said, oh, my gosh, the Germans did this on purpose when, you know, and wanted to kill Americans. When, no, the Germans had said, don't sail on this ship. So a lot of wars have started over blockades. Let's go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 60s. We went to the very highest DEFCON right before launching weapons. It was almost World War III. And then in back channels, Kennedy got on the phone with Nikita Khrushchev, and this has now been declassified, and said, look, the Pentagon wants to kill me, and they want to have nuclear war with you, and I'm in danger of a coup. Our military probably has close to double the high-tech weapons you have, nukes. This has even been a Frontline special, but I knew about it separately from Frontline. I don't just watch Frontline and believe it. I mean, this has been declassified in the last decade. And before that even declassified Northwoods, it was in the news that he said, look, L.L. Lindman, sir, and others that I've are getting ready to fire, they could overthrow me. They want to have nuclear war with you. And at that time, Curtis LeMay was running around the head of the Air Force saying, nuke them, nuke them. That's why they made the movie Dr. Strangelove 3 years later about that, with General Jack T. Ripper, you know, playing the part of Curtis LeMay. And they really intended to have nuclear war. And Kennedy said no. Another reason they killed him. I'm not saying Kennedy was an angel or Kennedy was perfect. His brother, Bobby, it turned out in 62, and this was declassified by the State Department 2 months ago, wanted to attack areas of Central and South America by blowing up, namely Honduras, by blowing up U.S. embassies and blaming it on their government. It was just when it came to killing Americans that Kennedy said no. This is such a part of governments. My only issue is I think it takes the political power away from this when you depoliticize it or de-radicalize it and just look at it objectively and coldly as a fact. I remember when I was on air in 1996 criticizing communist generals from China in the Commerce Department with their own faxes and phone lines and email selling out U.S. sovereignty. And Treasury Secretary Ron Brown said, I'm not going to go to prison, I'll go public. And they killed him deader than a hammer. And even the Pentagon coroner, the colonel, said they all been shot in the head. Special forces on board the plane posing as security killed everybody, blew the door and high load or heload out of the aircraft. But CNN ran pieces saying, is it racist to criticize Chinese infiltration? Is it a hatred of Asians? What is that? If you're against health care, what does it have to do if you're against government-run Obamacare, government-run health care, what does it have to do with race? If you're for government-run health care, what does it have to do with race? If you're against it, they just inject it in there so everybody gets racially obsessed and looking over their shoulder and not trusting each other so the elites can divide and conquer us. So I don't think Chinese people are inherently bad people. Their government is corrupt and evil. I've said it many times. I don't think Italians are bad people. They're great people. But they do have Italian mafia. And there's also Jewish mafia that's very well organized and very dangerous. And there's Dixie mafia and WASP mafia that tends to team up in the last 200 years with Jewish mafia. And I'm against those mafias. But if you address something like Israel is the source of evil and Israel stages false flags and Israel does these evil things and Israel invented evil and only Israel can do it. And I see exaggeration. I see magical powers being attributed to Israel. And Israel's behind everything. And I see people make things up about me that are just entirely untrue, some of the most prominent anti-Israel people. And then it turns out a lot of them are actually federal agents in the case of Hal Turner and others. See, they don't want credible criticism of things that Israel does that are wrong. They want to make it racial or religious or bigoted so that it doesn't have a powerful effect, so that it isn't palatable to the general public, so that it isn't constructive. They want it to be destructive. And I'm not trying to be destructive here. I'm trying to be constructive so everyone can live in peace through knowledge and via understanding. But the truth is, I've studied government history. The Romans staged false flag attacks. The Babylonians staged false flag attacks. Israel stages false flag attacks. Our government does it. The Russians do it. The Czars did it. The communists do it. The CIA in Vietnam did it. It's all declassified. They all do it. How? And people say, well, you're giving Israel cover saying they all do it. No, I'm not. It's like every mammal species. I hate to get gross here, but every mammal species leaves droppings. You know, it's like all butterflies come from caterpillars that then become cocoons. I mean, all I do is try to state the facts. And so humans do evil things. Humans do bad things. Humans do manipulative things. And I'm trying to teach people the tricks that are used by humans. I mean, I guarantee for the big popular anti-Semitic movement that's out there that's, you know, for the last 3-4 years is you know, as popular as, you know, sliced bread, basically, and is pushed by a lot of different quarters out there. Let's say every Jew on Earth was teleported to Pluto to freeze to death instantly. Freeze as hard as a rock in less than 1 second. Absolute zero. Would there be evil anymore? Would people still beat their kids? Would banks still be ripping people off? Would there still be wars? You better believe there still would be. And, you know, it's that cop-out. But let's say we had a global Hitlerian anti-Semitic government. After they'd killed every Jew on earth, what, 18 million Jews, they would start claiming other people were Jews. They would start saying, you know, they were that Jews were vampire bats that flapped around at night or something. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's a system of always blaming some other group, always blaming, you know, in Africa, every other tribe tries to enslave and kill the other tribe in warfare because that tribe is evil and that tribe is wicked and that tribe is manipulative and that tribe does bad things. Well, the truth is your tribe's doing evil things. That tribe's doing evil things. We need to have a war against evil. We need to have a war of knowledge so that the people do not perish. If you cut government, and you inform the general public about the way the world works, and you empower private property, and you empower strength and honor, you're not going to be able to have a corrupt government that is going to come to power no matter who's running it. No matter who is running that evil government, they're not. Look, it's because good people are doing nothing. That's why we're in so much trouble. There was a really nice lady who was at my daughter's birthday party over the weekend, and I'd heard about Lakeway, where she lives outside Austin, and why she's in the local homeschool group, and you know, this nice middle class lady. These were all above average income, is what I found with homeschoolers. And she talked about how at Lakeway they gave them forms, and we've got the forms saying that, you know, under a red alert, your children will be taken to a FEMA facility. And that they have these drills where they turn the lights off and men come with masks into the rooms with guns and don't tell the kids to drill. And the kids get really traumatized. And her daughter came home and said, I'm not allowed to talk to you without permission from my teacher. Now, I already have mainstream news articles on this in triplicate. And I said, well, why don't you come on the air? And she called this morning and said, I'm scared. I don't want to use my real name. And I said, that's fine. You don't have to. Then she called again and said, I just don't want to do it, period. And I said, that's fine. I understand you're scared. But the point is, folks, that this is why we're going to lose, okay? Because I'm at this party, you know, the birthday party. We had it at my parents because they've got a pool party. And there's all these nice, well-to-do, intelligent, professional families, doctors, accountants, lawyers, and they're all from different parts of Austin. And most of them hadn't even heard of my show. They're friends with my wife. And they would talk about how the kids come home crying when they use hot water, saying it's killing animals. Or when they see a development, they start crying. This was lots of mothers and fathers. This is why they pulled them out. And how they were trained to hate the Second Amendment. And it was every family. It was all the same horror stories. Now, I happen to have the Washington Post here from 4 years ago. No, this is 7 years ago. February 2003, schools boost preparations for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up children. Now, I happened to, in 98, even before Columbine, get video from Missouri. We put it up on the web. We have articles about it, where they would take the kids to FEMA camps in elementary school secretly and not even tell the parents that this was going on. So it doesn't matter if I have her form here. And she told me, it's just to actually hear the mother would be informative. To actually hear how they were, in the first grade, her daughter was suddenly not talking to her. And I met her daughter, very sweet little smart little girl. The teachers were telling them, we are your boss. You have the California schools saying, we are the parents. You know, we now control your children. But I see these articles every day. You know, I mean, I know why they have federal grants for this, not just in public schools. And they're almost always with elementary because the kids can't tell what's real and what isn't. I've had teachers on where they come in and say, Minneapolis announced, I'm going to kill you, have the kids and the teacher march out with their hands behind their heads and then do simulated executions, not letting them know it was fake. This is just setting the precedent that the cops can do whatever they want. And they tell them, we're pro-Second Amendment, we're pro-homeschool, we're here to kill you in trauma-based mind control to create an aversion. What's an aversion? Let's say you got drunk once on gin. You smell gin, you don't want to drink it anymore because you got falling down drunk and threw up for 2 days. An aversion is, you know, if a woman's been raped and tortured, that ruins normal, healthy sex for her. See, it's an aversion. It's like ring a bell, hit you in the head with a hammer. Pretty soon you ring a bell, people get scared, or you act like you're going to hit them, they flinch. They're creating an artificial aversion to the Second Amendment and homeschoolers. So I'll tell you about that when we get back. More of your calls. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You look like an angel.
You know, I talk about this quite a bit because it gives you a bird's eye view, a window into the mindset of the people running our society. I thought I'd pull this article up from a few months ago before I get to the new one. Pharmacy technician sues over fake hostage taking. This is AP. A New Jersey pharmacy technician is suing over a training drill. And it says, Ms. Perry says in a lawsuit in Burlington County that she was traumatized when a gunman burst into her pharmacy in Hampton Behavioral Health Center. He said he demanded Oxycontin and said he had taken a hostage. The gun wasn't real, and the gunman worked for the company. And it said that the insurance company funded him to do this. Now, they didn't tell her it was a fake robbery. Folks, that is hardcore trauma to have somebody come in and aim a gun at you. Now, remember, this is going on with elementary students every day. And here was the bigger issue. Most of the parents didn't even know. Oh, that was the other issue. At the elementary school out by Lake Travis, they didn't tell the parents they had done it. And the parents, when the woman talked to them, were like zombies. Imagine, they turn the lights off, a man comes in and says he's going to kill you and doesn't tell you it's a drill, and the kids are all crying, totally horrified, freaked out, and beg to not go back to school. Has nothing to do. Oh, and they claim it's for gunmen. Yeah, teach the kids how to go underneath desks and be killed. Not get out the windows, flee, or teachers are armed. No, train your kids how to be helpless. Learned helplessness. So there's a lot of different facets. But in these drills, they also tell them, I'm a gun group. I'm a homeschooler group. I don't like you. That's in the AP. They tell them, I'm here from the homeschooling group. So the kids now, when they hear homeschool or hear Second Amendment, they think of torture. They think of pain. They think of a man threatening to kill them. Now, here's a new one. Las Vegas Sun. Hospital uses armed man in unannounced drill. Test of security procedures results in frightening moments. I'm going to cover this when we come back in the next hour, and then a few more calls, and then Webster Tarpley is joining us. There's a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to as well here today. But before I go any further, I wanted to thank a couple of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. Number one, my books and videos and material that we offer on the online video / apparel store at Infowars.com. It is your purchase of the videos that makes all of my future films and websites and radio show possible. I want to thank you all for your support. So, again, please visit Infowars.com and check out the books and T-shirts and videos and material because, number one, they wake people up. Number two, it funds our operation here, and we couldn't do it without you. Also, sponsors like SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There's a war on against hybrid seeds as the UN, Bill Gates, and others buy up the old heirloom seed lines and shut them down while hoarding them for themselves. Now's the time to be planting. Get one survival seed bank for yourself. Get another for friends and family, or get another to save. But whatever you do, get involved in gardening today. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or call and get a free information package, or order the seeds by calling 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Then, of course, there's another great sponsor. Again, this is Alex Jones, and have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute. Secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards without any boot camp or tough guy drill instructor attitudes. That's Frontsight.com. Frontsight, like the front of your rifle. Frontsight.com. Stay with us. Frontsight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.